No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm interviewing Snow the Product. How are you doing?
Shit, great. I'm here, and I'm drinking caffeine now, so.
I'm drinking caffeine, too, and I feel pretty good about it.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I got this this cup from Trouble Andrew when I was at ComplexCon, and I was like, damn, he's really appropriating, like, double cup culture, but then I realized that there's just two of them.
Well, that's good.
Which would be a convenient excuse for anybody. So, wait, what's going on with your hair?
It's wet. Well, it's not wet. You complimented me on my hair being wet because, like...
That was kind of a backhanded compliment because yeah. I know a lot of girls are, like, self-conscious about having wet hair.
Yeah, no, that's a compliment because I come from, like, Chola culture. Like, so for us to get our hair looking wet but not being wet is, like, we're, like, this is prime shit.
So right that's here. Cool in Chola culture. See, I didn't know that. I always give my girlfriend a hard time if she leaves the house with wet hair.
Yeah,
but no, it's kind of trolling.
Is like she's like cute and stuff, so like she's like trying to do her hair and everything. I'm just
it's a process.
Just out here.
What's the shirt? Metallica?
Yeah.
Nice. Are you like a real metalhead or is it just a t-shirt thing?
Yeah, my brother called me a fucking poser because my brother is into like all this shit. But right. Honestly, it's just a dope shirt I found at the thrift store and it was really cheap.
I mean, like things that I like within Mexican culture is I just love the fact that a lot of Mexican people seem really into metal.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
There's two ways you can go. Like, I feel like with Mexicans, there's like the Cholo thing, and then there's definitely like the more metal and like rock, right? Like, my manager, he's Mexican and he's like super more into that world. I've just listened to R&B and I sang mariachi when I was little, so I'm like just super Mexican.
No, I don't listen to metal anymore, but I just do love it that, like, if you go to like some skate park in the hood or whatever, that there'll be just some random Hispanic kid with a Metallica shirt on, and that just makes me really happy. Like, before it became like a thing to wear like vintage band shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just like cheap stuff from thrift stores, so that's where I'm at.
So, what's Chola culture all about? Because I'm going to admit that's something I'm super ignorant about.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, Cholos, you know, like, they wear Cortez and, like, they're out here. You're in L.A., you know what's up when a bunch of, like, bald guys run up on you or whatever. But I'm not saying, like, Cholo stuff. I'm not a Chola for sure. But
one time I had a Mexican dude run up on me because he thought I was a skinhead.
Oh, shit.
He's like, fuck racist. And I'm like, hey, man, chill out. I just got a shaved head. I had a shaved head right now. I know I have luscious locks going on. But did they really turn the AC on?
They did.
You feel it?
I hear it more than I feel it, but it's all right.
Oh, because you don't have the headphones on.
Oh, shit.
It's nice. Trust it. Trust me.
Oh, shoot.
It's cool, right?
Oh, man. A whole nother world. Dope.
So, actually, how are you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing good.
I was watching the interview. I was watching the interview you did with Bootleg Kev last night. And I really appreciate how you're roasting him for, like, doing an interview at one point and then not ever putting it out.
Yeah, like I got that moment with a bunch of people. Even Sway did that to me. I feel like so many people have like got good content from me or like interviews or like I've said some cool shit and then they just never I don't know. I'm like the person nobody wants to talk about.
You
like,
feel that way?
Yeah.
You feel like you got a chip on your shoulder? Gosh.
No, not anymore. Whatever. But I did feel like that for a while. But now I'm just kind of like I've kind of came into where I'm at with my fans and I'm kind of happy for some of it because when I be watching people that have like a lot of stuff going on and a lot of hate, like sometimes I don't know if I could take that much. So I like give props to people who can. I can't. I just rather be with my fans and be cool.
I feel like there's like a thing that happens with rappers where when they have really good lyrical content that like the shelf life of their career seems like it's longer because there's like more for the fans to like hold on to.
Yeah,
I feel like that's your thing is that like if you want to hear a girl rap really good, that's kind of your lane.
Yeah, which and it took a while for me to understand that, I think, because I was just like, yo, like everybody just kind of like don't really fuck with me or like, you know, nobody really talks, you know, about stuff or whatever. But then after now that I really see other artists that like maybe they did go like this, but then they can't tour, they can't sell tickets, they can't do nothing. Then it does get kind of like, oh, like at least my career, like I've been able to consistently tour and like have a fan base and be happy. You know what I'm saying? Because it is easy to be unhappy in this shit, and I feel good.
Because there's a lot of people who are cracking on the gram, but then I don't think like the business side of their career is going that good.
Yeah, a lot of people, and even like with me, like there's a lot of people that might be like, oh, she ain't doing shit or whatever. But it's like I really have been outselling a lot of people on like tours and shit, and like doing good. You know, like,
right?
I'm good. I'm happy. I'm excited.
I heard you say something where you were like, you were basically like, you know, I've never been self-conscious about the rapping side of things. Mm-hmm. It's everything else.
Yeah.
You know? And I just thought that was really interesting because I feel like it's usually the other way with female rappers.
Yeah.
Where like they basically start rapping because they're sexy or because they have Instagram followers or because they maybe have like sort of a personality, but then ultimately like they have a hard time with like actually sounding good rapping. And I was wondering like, you always felt that way since you started rapping, that you always felt like you were just like gifted at it?
Yeah. Well, mostly because I can rap, right? Like I can write, and I like, that's the thing to me, it comes the easiest. Everything else is like difficult. Everything like, you know, like going into industry meetings, I've obviously after all these years I've gotten like better about talking or whatever, but just all the fakeness and all the other stuff and just, and obviously all the criticism and like people, you know, it's a like contest for beauty on the female department. Whereas dudes are out here running around ugly as hell, can't dress, don't have shit to offer the world, but they're like popping as hell. And it's like with girls, you gotta have your hair right and your face and you're this and you're that and your waist and you're, I'm like, it's too much. But the rap part, that's easy. I mean, I like writing stories. I like telling my story. I like rhyming ain't really that hard.
But can we talk about like how you started rapping? Like what the actual like transition into being into that was?
Yeah. So I used to hang out with a bunch of guys and they all like rapped. And at the time I was dating this fucking guy.
These are your chola years?
I was never super chola. Actually, okay. My real chola cousins make fun of me because I wasn't like super gangster. Like my friends were like, we played soccer and they were like Heather and Amanda and like regular. And she's just like, what's up with all the white people that you do? I'm like, I'm my mom got a cool little hookup at a low income apartment. So I'm around all the white kids. Like that's where I'm at.
Right.
Yeah. She was just very like, my chola.
Did you gravitate towards white people?
Well, yeah, I guess I just was around. I don't know.
That's good though. You know what I'm saying? I think for a rapper, that's good because all the fans are white.
Not that's all, actually, but you know what's crazy percentage. Is that's facts. Like I say that all the time because there's so many people that are always like just talking shit about white people so much. And it's just like, I bet you wouldn't give up your fucking white fan base or admit that white people got you to where the fuck you are. Like sometimes it gets so easy to be on this, you know, pro everything else and just shit on people. But
if white people just decided that they didn't want to listen to rap anymore, the whole rap industry would be turned upside down.
It's fucking gone. You know, and that's another thing too, that there's been a lot of people that come at me on some like on the Mexican side that they're like, you know, oh, Latinos isn't, you better all this stuff, and then they guilt me for all this shit. But I'm like, honestly, like if it wasn't for white people supporting me at the beginning of my career, like I wouldn't even be nowhere, because white people kind of fucked with me. A lot of Mexican people looked at me like I was just another Mexican or whatever. But then it kind of all came together, and that's how I have a career now. But what were we talking about?
Just like when you first decided that you wanted to even give it a shot in terms of rapping or writing raps or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they were rapping. And me and my boyfriend at the time, we broke up a lot. And I thought, like, he was kind of not good at rapping. So I just started rapping and his friends were like egging me on.
Was
so
they really
were like,
trash?
Oh, you should really rap. He wasn't trash, but he was just like uninteresting. Like it was just like, there's nothing about you. Like you rhyme two words together and it's just like uninteresting. And all his little rhymes were like about, oh, I got bitches and this and that. And I was like, you're so trash. So then I started writing some stuff and then I rapped it. And obviously everyone's going to react crazier to what I say because I'm a girl. So they're like, whoa. And then we just started battling and it went from there.
What was your lyrical content like at that time? Were you just fully capping, or were you like, kind of, when you look back on it, you were like, man, that shit was kind of hard.
My first line I ever wrote, I still remember it, and it's hilarious.
What was it?
It was, oh shit, it's the Claudie Dunn Dada, fuck the side order, I'm the whole enchilada.
That is cool. That definitely sounds like a rap, like a lyric that you would like work on for like a week.
And no, like, I wrote that right works. There. Oh, I just okay. really like enchiladas.
Oh yeah, me
yeah.
too.
So and you know, and I was not the side order, right? Mm-hmm. So I was the whole enchilada. So it was lyrical.
I mean,
miracle
you could get
right
enchiladas
there.
As a side order, though, right?
I mean,
it'd be very out of the ordinary.
I guess, yeah. If you get like fajitas, carne asada plate with the fucking enchiladas on the side,
right?
Oh damn, you just changed my whole career.
With oh, if you were that enchilada was, on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fucked up. No, that's I'm not trying to take that away from you or anything. Okay, so you had that little seed of an idea. How did it actually become like something that you started to take seriously?
The more I started writing, the more people were like, oh, shit. Like, you're not good just for a girl. Like, you're actually, like, good, good.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'm good, good. So I just kind of kept going. It was at a weird time in my life where I knew I wanted to do something music related. I was playing mariachi, or like I did mariachi stuff when I was young, but then
you were in the band.
No, my grandpa was. I just sang, I sang mariachi music. Nice. And then I don't know. It honestly is just random as hell. I just would rap, and then I kind of started to get attention because I would go to little shows or whatever, and people were like, "Oh shit, you're good," and that was it.
Really?
I just never quit. I guess that's all that really happened.
Yeah, it's really easy to quit. It's really easy to get disgruntled or discouraged when you're trying to do the rap thing, especially because in the beginning, it's really hard to convince anybody to take you serious, right?
Oh yeah, nobody took me serious. Like I sold CDs on the street, and I would literally walk up to people and be like, "Yo, you know, blah blah," and like nobody wanted to buy my shit. So
where
I'd
were
be
you
like,
selling them?
Everywhere in San Diego, the cops took my CDs and shit. They took my box of CDs.
They took your CDs.
Yeah, I was like, that's really fucked up. Like,
what year are we talking?
Shit, I don't even know. Like,
4 or 5 years ago or something.
No, like 6.
It feels like that's not something that they've arrested people for in a really long time.
Yeah,
that's a crime that basically went away.
Yeah, but they're just douchebags.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Yo, Josh, or anyone, could you still tell Chris that I need my phone? I wrote all of my questions down on my phone, so then he took it to social media as this interview. My
did
fault.
You social mediaize this interview? Well, I know how you are, so why
would you see them first? If you go to my Twitter, the link is on my Twitter if you want to just copy and paste that or
tweet
do something with her.
Or Adrian, go on my Twitter because she ain't never been on Twitter in her life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you tell people, like, do something on Twitter or, like, you send someone a link to a Twitter video, like, half the population is just like, no way. What the fuck is that?
The fuck is a Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she don't tweet or none of that.
Your girlfriend doesn't tweet? You don't let her?
Mm-hmm. No, she just doesn't. I don't know. She should. I've told her because she's actually one of those, like, really, like, meme worthy type people that like is all like deep and shit. So I'm like, you should tweet because it's really good stuff, or at least fucking tweet for my shit. But she doesn't know how to work that.
Are you the dominant one in this relationship?
No, I wish. I was just having this conversation with her. I was like, because she's like, oh yeah, you thought you were gonna be out because I'm like wearing the big shirt. So I'm like, yo, clearly the big shirt means. And yeah, no, that didn't work out.
Because I was kind of looking back and forth with you, and I'm like, no, they. It's hard to tell. Like, I wouldn't necessarily assume that either of you was the dominant one.
Yeah, and we both dress differently. Like when we go to the club, like, we both are dressed a particular way, and then we're both, like, it sucks being two girls that are, like, also girly, because then you're, like, you don't want to be the busted one, so then you want to be all, like,
oh, you're competing to be the hottest.
Well, you don't want to be the ugly one. You don't want people to look at her and be like, yo, why are you with this bitch? And she doesn't want the same thing, so we got to be, like, cute. You know what I'm saying? So,
I feel like two girls who are dating going to the club together, it must be like going to fucking war, because you got all these dudes in there and they're both trying to talk to both of you, and you just keep having to explain that you're dating each other over and over, and they probably don't believe you.
In Hollywood, it fucking sucks. And dudes are just like douchebags. Like in San Diego, what, some dude was like, oh, I want to dance with you. And it was like, well, this is my girlfriend. And it's like, yeah, my boy want to dance with her. And we're like, no, like my girlfriend, like we're on a fucking date.
Right.
And yeah, it was like, it gets difficult. But we go to West Hollywood. That shit is a blast.
Mm.
Even like my straight friends go, like it's fun.
Yeah, that's where the gaze is at. I mean, technically we're in like West Hollywood right now, right?
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, and we're here. We're here. We're all gay as fuck. Yeah, it's going down.
It's going down. No, definitely. There's a lot of straight people in West Hollywood now. Because honestly, regular Hollywood is like whack. Like if you want to just go out on a weekend, there's nowhere to go. It's kind of like dumb.
Yeah, I don't even know shit about going out here, to be honest. I mean, yeah. I used to listen to, I listen to Joe Rogan still a lot. And he was talking about how back in the 90s, he would work out in West Hollywood. And that the whole gym he worked out in was all gay dudes, like super aggressively hitting on him and shit.
That's crazy. I used to love Joe Rogan so fucking much. I mean, I still do, but like
on
Joe
Fear
Rogan
Factor, like, or what was your relationship to him?
Not like the beginning when he first started, like with the podcast and really? Joey Diaz and like all that. Yeah, my brother is like a huge like fan.
Joey Diaz is one of the funniest human beings to ever live.
I know, like literally, and we would the whole cocksucker and all that shit. Like we used to fucking watch on tour, we'd listen to that shit like nonstop. It was a blast.
Wow, that's cool. That probably, like, anybody who's watching this that just fucks with me and doesn't fuck with you, they're probably, I feel like all my fans also like Joe Rogan, so they're probably like, all right, this girl's all right.
Yeah, no, Joe Rogan is dope, especially on tour, dude. Like, you have nothing to do, and we were touring in a van, so it's like we're literally just listening to shit.
I would never turn on a podcast around my friends though, because I feel like they're just gonna talk over it, they're not gonna let me listen to it, they're gonna be bored, they want me to put on Moneybag Yo, they want me to just do anything besides listen to people
talk. My girlfriend. But she's that type. That's why even like whenever we be fighting, like I go and I go listen to podcasts and do whatever the hell I want
to
do.
Piss her off.
Like, well, no, because I'm just like, I'm going to do the things I enjoy now because she wants to be over here like, and I'm like, I'm trying to listen to fucking Joey Diaz call somebody.
So she's dragging you around, making you listen to trap music. And then you're just over here like, no, I want to listen to This American Life.
Goddamn intellectual. Jesus Christ. No, I don't know. I be ratchet sometimes too, but like for the most part, I like listening to people talk, you know? I'm a people watcher and a creep, so.
I was watching that interview yesterday, and you were just talking about how, like, you listen to a lot of old music. And I was like, man, I wish I still had that in me. I don't even know how to listen to old music anymore.
You don't?
No, never.
Well, I listen to, like, R&B. I have a lot of anxiety, and, like, I try my best to not, like, be on some crazy shit. So I try to do everything that calms me down, and R&B, like, calms me down, so I do that.
I feel like listening to the same song twice for me is like reading the same article twice.
Really?
I could maybe read the same article twice, but it's like, you know, like if I listen to the same album a couple of times, it's just the level that I want to listen to, it just drops so dramatically. Like I listened to your most recent album like 2.5 times just because it started replaying in the car and I wasn't even thinking about it. And by the time I heard that one song 3 times, I was like, all right.
What the fuck is my recent album? I gotta keep it moving.
No, the one for 2016 or whatever.
Jesus Christ, I haven't dropped anything forever. Like I don't even know how I still have fans. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody.
Is that where you feel like you're at in your career?
No, well, I just finally got dropped. I was working on that forever. Mm-hmm. Like, it was hard. That's one of the hardest things that I've ever gone through. Trying to get out of it and be, like, you know, like, still be sane and kind of firing. I'm a Cancer, so, like, I kind of hang on to things longer than I need to. So I definitely feel like, yeah, that shit was a process. But right now, that's why I'm so happy and excited, and I'm dropping music, and I'm like just doing whatever the fuck I want to do.
But was the label supportive, or were they fucking with you in the first place? Where you actually felt like you lost something when you got dropped?
No, I've always done everything myself. Like when it down to like merch, like I own a warehouse, and like we shoot like all the videos, all the photos, like all the merch. We do it all ourselves. We tour ourselves. I have like 2 studios. Like I have everything myself with my crew. My brother shoots all my shit. He's also my tour manager. My cousin screen prints all my merch. You know, like it's a real like compound, like Mexican style. So to me, I don't feel like I lost anything. I do feel a little some type of way, I guess, because it's like, yo, like why'd y'all waste my time? But I guess I never really went in there thinking anything was going to be, like, you know, super life-changing. I always just kind of stuck to what I always kept
doing. Did it ever really feel like the label was, like, really bringing that much to the table, or, like, they were taking care of anything in particular, or what? Just getting stuff on?
I do feel, though, like, for example, I made this song called Waste of Time, and I remember I sent it, and then they were like, oh, that it's too aggressive towards men, and that, oh, you know, it ain't really going to work, whatever. But then it's, like, it dropped, and then it got, like, you know, 14 million views or whatever, and it was, like, doing cool, but they never supported it, and they never put it on platforms and shit. And then, like, I'm hearing Cardi B doing the same thing on Be Careful or Beware or whatever. And it made me be like, yo, y'all just didn't fuck with me. Like somebody, you know what I'm saying? I felt like the bitch that they just didn't fuck with. But whatever, I love her. I love the fact that they changed my life. And I'm going to keep it pushing.
I mean, it's so easy for a label to like stall you out. Like, and even not even that, but just to like put the seed of doubt in your head. Because you're sort of, if you're running your own career, you can record an album, record a song, be like, this shit's dope, and put it out. And then as soon as you have a label in the situation, they start like second guessing everything you do, and that you can't put shit out unless they agree with it. I mean, if they end up putting somebody who's not on point in charge of your shit, they can just so easily just corrupt your whole mind frame.
Exactly. That's what was so depressing for me. I feel like it fucked me over so bad because, like, it's somebody walks in the studio, you're doing some dope shit, your fans like it, you like it, everybody is dope, you know, you've been getting all your views and whatever and fans, and then people just walk in like, I don't know. And it's like, well, what's wrong with it? What do you think? I don't know. Just have fun. And it's like, what? Like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, literally, I wanted to sock, like, so many people. So, to me, now, it's just, as long as I could do my own thing, I'm good. I'm excited.
How are the label meetings going?
With what?
Are you doing new label meetings, I'm assuming?
No. I've gotten calls for them, and I've met with a couple people, but I'm not, I'm just so, like, kind of shell-shocked right now that I just want to, like, do fun shit. You know?
Right.
And just work on music. But if that comes, then they just... People just got to kind of come at me, correct, I guess.
Right.
You know.
But do you feel like being independent in this world that we're in today is even, like, a real option? Because sometimes it feels like everyone who stays independent, it doesn't really work out.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I literally, this just happened, like, A couple days ago?
Yeah, oh shit, like the I didn't realize.
Like the final actual like it happening was like just a couple days ago. So even before that, I couldn't really do anything, or I couldn't, you know, but I've had some dope meetings and it's been pretty cool.
When the label drops you, do they even give you like a reason, like in a breakup where you have to like, you know, you can't just be like, I'm breaking up with you. You have to like give them a reason. Oh, you asked for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I, they didn't drop me. I got released because I had talked to my A&R a long time ago and I was like, yo, you know, he told me to give him a chance at like making my shit, you know, like better with the label. And I was like, I went on a tour and I just wasn't happy. And I literally had told my manager at the time, I was like, if I'm like this depressed on tour and I feel like this shit ain't happening, like, just let me go. And so I hit him up and I was like, hey, you said you would let me go, so can you please let me go?
Right.
And it was cool because I guess Julie and like all of them were like, I mean, it sucks, but all right, that's what you want. I was like, please.
You could have just done some real fuck shit and they would have dropped you.
I know, but I just, I mean, in my character, it ain't like that, you know? So it's like, even now, like, I don't talk shit about, I don't straight shit on them, but I just, you know, because they did change my life. I had $20 in the bank and a kid. You feel me? I was like, I was pregnant. And then I had a baby and now my life was, my career was done. And then they kind of just came through and were like, there you go. And I was able to make a business out of it.
So you were really actually planning on being over it. And then the label was the one who brought you back into it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
okay.
I was broke and living check to check and I had a kid on the way. So
what were you doing for money?
I was like rapping. I still okay, got so money for verses right. and shit, but it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't consistent. And it was back when before millions of views and before all that, it was literally just hustling, you know? Uh-huh. I did taxes for a little bit.
Taxes?
Well, I helped at some tax place, but...
Your math skills are good?
Kind of. I mean, I'm pretty smart. I'm a smart cookie, you know? But
well, I think I'm like relatively smart, but I also couldn't do long division if I had to.
Oh, shit.
No, maybe I could do long division, but that's probably where I cap out. I couldn't do calculus.
Yeah, no.
I never got there in school.
Yeah, you don't need that for taxes. It's like, pay the IRS because they will fuck you over.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I think about that a lot.
Right? Me too. Now that shit just got me depressed. Yo, the IRS doesn't play. INS and IRS are two people I fear.
Really?
Yeah.
Why the INS?
Because half my family's illegal.
Really?
Immigrants.
Immigrants.
Yeah.
But you're safe?
Yeah.
Because you were born here?
I was born in San Jose,
okay.
California. Yeah.
Sweet. That's tight.
Yeah.
What about ICE? They're the ops, huh?
Yeah, fucking bitches.
They're that's out what here. I hear.
Yeah. ICE.
You ever see those like fake them. Warnings that they put out on Twitter though, where people are like trying to trick people into thinking that there's going to be like checkpoints at different places that there aren't really?
That pisses me off. And then there are some places that like really do some crazy shit, like, and it sucks because it's just like, dude, like, the people that come here, you know, they're not looking to do that. I mean, all these mass shootings sure ain't happening from no immigrant.
Right. 12 people yesterday in Van Nuys.
Fucking crazy.
By
that shit is
a white
scary.
Guy. It was a white man. Let's just throw that out there.
I mean, yeah. Why is Trump so on everybody else? It's like, bro, like, I feel like the shit that's going on is within America. You know what I'm saying? Why are we worried about a big ass wall?
Right. How do you feel about the caravan coming this way?
What caravan?
They're like, there's like this caravan thing that he's making a real big deal about because there's like 4,000 people that are like marching through Mexico, like trying to come.
Oh, the south. Yeah.
I don't know. Like he allegedly sent like 10,000 troops there to stop them from coming in. Which I don't really know why you need 10,000 troops to stop 4,000 immigrants.
Idiot. He's like an idiot. I don't know what else to say about that man.
Yeah, Trump. It's like a weird conversation to have at this point in time because it just kind of seems so obvious that this guy sucks. But there's all these people that love him.
Yeah.
And it's not like there's any like, it feels kind of redundant for like people like you and I who clearly oppose Trump to have a conversation about him. And it feels completely useless to have a conversation with anybody who really fucks with him.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like, and it's like, I'm burnt out about the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Especially because, like my ex-husband is a fucking Trump supporter.
You said that. I love that.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you fucking bitch.
Your ex-husband. So you were with him during the election or whatever?
No, like we weren't together no more. Okay. No, fuck that. Anybody who thinks like that, you can see why that's not a relationship I wanted to be in.
It's like a weird number of, was he Hispanic?
Puerto Rican.
There's like a weird percentage of Hispanic people that really fuck with him. And I don't really understand what that is. He's made his
there's like a lot of like, yeah, I don't know. Because even in Mexicans, I used to think it's just like Cubans and Puerto Ricans that might, maybe they don't fuck with, you know, like immigrants and stuff. But no, there's even some Mexicans that I just hear talking and I'm like, my mom's one of those. Like, I just be like, mom, be quiet.
I feel like people get so annoyed by like some of the extra stuff that goes on the, like the liberal side that they just get so grossed out by like the you know, censorship stuff and the, you know, I don't know, just like certain things that they like the safe space stuff, the college weird, say, you know, language policing type stuff that they hate that shit so much that then they feel like they need to rock with Trump.
Yeah.
Even though it's like, I feel like that's the weird part about the conversation is that like the really extreme side of the right is like amplified, like the white supremacists and stuff. And then like on the left too, it's like all we ever hear about is like, you know, protesters showing up at like Republican politicians' houses at night and shit like that. So it's like such a terrible picture is painted of both sides that we're at a really like awful time in American politics.
Yeah. And also, yeah, it's I've been talking about like, you know, trying to make it a little bit more digestible to like be involved, but not be these overly woke people that become like fucking ignorant too. So it's like, it's so polarizing that I feel like there needs to be kind of like a middle ground where it's still kind of attractive to young people to still be involved, but not fucking like, you know, cerebral and like a headache to fucking deal with. It's kind of how I feel about feminists too sometimes, or like some of the Me Too movement. Oh, this is going to get crazy. But you know what I'm saying? Like some of it is like, cause I know a chick that said something to me the other day that I just literally looked at her and I was like, oh fuck, I don't trust you at all. She was just like, oh, she got somebody in trouble or whatever. And she was like, I didn't know you could sue somebody for nothing. And I literally was like, what? Like there's really bitches out here like that.
So she was kind of like bragging about having fucked somebody over using the Me Too movement?
Yeah.
And she thought you were going to think that was tight?
I don't fucking know what the fuck happened. All I know is I'm just like, there is that type of situation. Like, fuck. Like, there's just too much going on right now where I'm not happy on social media. I'm like, yo.
Well, there's like a weird divide between like presenting your politics as you actually feel and presenting your politics as such to ideally get people elected and maybe make your side seem the most palatable, which is like, you know, for people who are on the far left, are they supposed to like rein in their politics to make, you know, voting for a Democrat seem more appealing? I don't know. It's like, it's not like anybody who really believes in like, it's not like the people who are, you know, doing all these crazy Antifa protests and shit. It's not like they're going to like rein it in like, oh, maybe we're making our whole side look bad or whatever. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, but they're, I mean, that's
like,
the weird.
Everybody's like,
yeah, they're mad as fuck. If you're running around in the street with a black mask on, chances are you're not really that worried about like making your party look presentable.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a turnoff for a lot of people that need to start joining in the numbers.
Do you feel like you have been, or do you plan on being like as political as you could be in your music, or do you see that as like a venue for your politics?
I like on interviews, usually it kind of tends to go towards some of those talking points, mostly because of that's just how I am. But in music, I like to have fun. And that's the thing is that, yeah, like in the beginning of my career, I was super like rapping and this and that and whatever. And I feel like it gave me all this pressure and like stress and like anxiety that I saw a bunch of like rappers that don't give a fuck not have. And I was just like, yo, honestly, some of that feeling, like I want some of that like free, you know, like feeling. So, I think I talk about it, and I talk about mental health, and I talk about certain things, but I don't think it has to be necessarily in my music as much. Right. I do got a song called Gaslight coming out, and that one's about gaslighting.
Which is like where you sort of like mislead someone into believing that something is happening to them that isn't. Yeah. Like, how would you define it?
It's like, yeah, it's like, like somebody's kind of fucking with your head and kind of making you doubt yourself. And it's like, you know, but I made it into like a little funny kind of like video. It's cool. So it's one of those things where like I'm trying to put little bits of like kind of what's the word, like positive or like teaching moments, but without it being just straight up. I'm not like Immortal Technique or anything.
Right. But you're kind of like a more, I think you could kind of like divide rap into two sides where you have like people who make songs that are more like conceptual, and then you have people that just like go and just say a bunch of shit that sounds cool over the song, and there's no thought put into like it being part of a theme or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like more conceptual.
Like I love the Migos, but I don't think it's not like any Migo bar is necessarily like connected to the last bar in the rap. It's like just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
I was thinking about that listening to the new Takeoff album. I'm like, I love this, but it's not like he's really telling me much of a story.
Yeah.
He's just sort of telling me, he's like a bar about lean, a bar about how he got head, a bar about how he, you know, has a gun. I like it, but you know, it's a different thing.
Well, there's also like moments for everything, right? Like there's times when you want to listen to some crazy, then, you know, and then there's times when you want to sit there and just fucking think about your life and cry. Like,
right.
You know, you're everywhere.
But so what's your thought process when you go to make a song? Are you like, I'm going to make a song about this? Or do you ever just go, I'm going to just start rapping in the booth?
Yeah, I do both. Like anything. Like I have a studio in my living room, so I literally just like drink coffee in the morning and then whatever the hell comes to my mind.
That's your morning routine.
Yeah, like, well, if I feel like rapping, sometimes I don't. Like today I was pretty hungover last night. We were recording and we were just, everybody was crazy. So today my morning routine was get some coffee and come over here.
Right. Oh, so today you came here. But yeah. Like, that's interesting. Like I don't really, because I think... That's actually the process. I had a kid asking me on a live stream last night. He was like, you know, I'm 12. Everybody thinks that my raps suck. What should I do? I'm like, okay, well, number one, you're 12. So you have a lot of time. That's the good news. And I was just like, dude, you need to just like make a song every day, or like write a rap every day. And then like, but keep it and like look at your song from today, a year from now, and you're probably going to get a lot better. And if you're not getting better, then you probably really do suck.
Yeah. I mean, confidence is key. Just rap like you're the best rapper in the world and be dope. Me, there's times when I just literally go in the booth and I'm just talking shit. And then there's definitely times when I'm like, I want to make a song about this. But I don't know. Sometimes as I'm making the song, I already am thinking about the video. And then we shoot the video the next day or the same day.
Mm.
So,
I don't know. Damn, so you shoot the video that fast, huh?
Well, yeah.
You know, I seen you have my boy Roy Purdy in your video with Drum.
Haha, yeah. He's funny. He's so cute. He's like dancing and shit. Like he doesn't stop dancing. You thought that was just a music video. This guy doesn't stop. He's like, hey, what's up, Snow? And he's dancing. I'm like, oh shit. All right. Yeah, he was holding my Pomeranian and dancing. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, that's just him. He likes anything with like movement. Like he's really good at skateboarding. That thing right there, the kendama.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good at that.
Oh yeah.
He just sort of, he's like a natural, like just doing stuff with his hands. It's weird.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I need that energy in my life. I need to be more like Roy Purdy.
Damn, we all could be a little bit more like Roy Purdy. Right. I mean, he's like the rare white dude who's like known for his dancing. I feel like that's not really like a typical category to...
That's awesome. That's the way to end racism is just, you know, find everybody that does everything.
If white people got better at dancing, well, no, I think that's probably going to make racism worse.
What?
Oh, white people getting better at dancing?
No, it's like a pendulum. That's what I was thinking the other day. I think it's just like it goes one way and then it goes all the way. And then at some point, it's just going to fucking like even out. Like everybody's just going to like mellow the fuck out. Seems, you know, have mixed babies and enjoy life.
Because like in 100 years, it's going to be so much more rare to be like white or black or like one specific race. I feel like in 100 years, everybody's going to be a lot more mixed.
Yeah.
And maybe.
And I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know though. I don't know if that will make racism better.
What are we gonna be fucking different shades of caramel complexion? Like
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think? I already feel like Hispanic people always just get called white in 2018.
We do. We do. Like I'd be white for certain things just because people want to say something, and then I'd be like not for other things. I'm like, then why is my credit not any better? But I'm white when it comes to rapping. Like, who's this white bitch? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and they're like, I'm Mexican. They're like, even worse. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, y'all are just mad at me.
But do you feel like, yeah, like you're sort of, it's just like weird that people can't tell who's Hispanic and who isn't. Like people just are so
slow.
Quick to just put everybody in that white category if they have like somewhat lighter skin.
But not that it's bad, but yeah, even in Hispanic, like I had some like Hispanic activist chick or whatever talking shit and being like that I don't get to speak for Hispanics because I'm not brown enough. And I'm like, bro, if you don't shut the fuck up. Like, honestly, to this day, I've been asking people, like, I want to meet her because she has a lot of followers and I want to meet her in person and I just want to talk. I want to be like, bro, how did you get so
mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, ignorant. Just like you don't get it. Like we're supposed to be making the world better, not fucking you're the wrong color brown.
Yeah, that's like the negative side of it is you feel like there's a lot of people who like fall into the activist category who seem like their whole goal is just to like create as much division as possible and like to really tear apart their own community.
Yeah.
Which you don't really see on the right. Because on the right it seems like, you know, there's like legitimate Nazis within their party.
Yeah.
And they're still like, all right, like, as long as y'all don't say anything too crazy.
Yeah.
We won't
with
say
us,
anything.
There's so much, like, there's so many, like, subdivisions of, like, all this stuff. And I'm just like, for somebody who from the beginning of my career, before it was cool or like Spanish was all over the radio and whatever, like I literally have always been very proud of where I come from. Because when I was growing up, there was no Mexican cool person. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody tried to pretend to be something else. And I've been saying that forever. Like I just wanted to put on and be like, yo, we're cool. We're out here, you know?
Be real.
And yeah. And
rare exception. Be real.
Be real. Cell. My brother. Yeah.
They were the first ones to break it open. And like, cause I was just watching like interviews with him recently. Cause I'm supposed to interview him soon. And I was just thinking about that. I'm like, America did not have like an example of what like a cool Mexican dude from LA was like until Cypress Hill came out.
Yeah, but you also got to think, like, as much as I joke about like the Chola stuff, like I was kind of in a suburb, like, you know, high school or whatever. Like I didn't dress like that. I was just kind of, you know, trying to figure out what the hell I was. So I just wanted there to be more options of what the hell, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause you could listen to Cholo music and you could be like Chicano rap and you know what it sounds like and whatever, but it's like, I don't rap like that. So I just wanted to rap kind of, you know, kids like me when I was growing up, but Be Real is fucking dope.
I feel like if I was like in the position, like if I was a label, I would be looking at you like there's a huge opportunity, because I feel like right now there's like a open lane for like female rappers, and there's an open lane. There's obviously a lot of like Hispanic rappers that have been popping off.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of like room within both categories that people want to see that. Yeah. And so
there is. Yeah. And that's why, to me, that's the reason I left the label. Cause I'm like, yo, if you don't see, it's kind of like with a relationship, right? Like if you don't see the value in me, then let me just go do my own thing. And usually, typically you find someone better and then they're like, oh, yo, but I want it. And it's like, no, but I already moved on. Uh-huh. That's usually the case. Right. So with a relationship, I mean, with a label, that's where I'm at right now. It's just like, it's all good. Like y'all are amazing at what y'all do. Like when they're in it, like right. They really know what the fuck they're doing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you ain't fucking with me, it's all good. Like y'all got your priorities and do that. And that's where I'm at. So that's why I want to do some indie shit for a little bit, just to get my feet wet into actually dropping music. Like people ain't used to me dropping music. I didn't drop anything on iTunes, on Spotify, all that streaming shit. I literally just survived based off of dropping shit on YouTube and going on tour.
Right.
You know, so it's like I'm ready to be a regular artist now, like, and actually drop shit. So I'm hyped.
Because your music videos do crazy numbers, but yeah, you just haven't had a project in a while, huh?
Well, not only that, a lot of those music videos, too, they were never on iTunes. Like, right. So nobody could buy my shit. So, like,
they were never on iTunes? How does that work?
Like, exactly.
The label didn't go clear
it? I'm, like, surprised at how I have a career and have, like, consistently at least, like, grown every year, but it doesn't... Like, there is no projects. There is nothing on streaming services. You can't buy it. Like, it was just... Even, like, some of my videos that I dropped on my own on my brother's channel, like, they went and they monetized that shit. So then I was just kind of like, what the fuck? Like, you don't fuck with me, but you... Gonna make you know what I'm saying? So it just got frustrating.
But it's like, if they want to make money off you, literally the entire reason that they signed you is so that they can put your music on streaming services and then make their percentage of that income.
Yeah, but so, like, I think
that's weird.
It was a weird ass situation that I'm very happy to be out, and that's why me right now I'm just happy to be free and do right. Whatever the fuck I want.
Do you remember the rapper from Canada named Snow?
Yeah.
People ask you about this a lot.
Everybody that when they want to hate me hate on me, like if I get recognized at a club, right, and let's say there's like six people, like one of them be like, oh my god, Snow, you're so dope, whatever, automatically whoever else is around that doesn't want to like give me that attention, they're like, I don't know who that is. The only Snow I know is from Canada. I'm like, really? So the only Snow that you've ever heard of is from fucking Canada from like 20 fucking years ago. Really? That's how you decided to...
That was one of the most popular rappers on the radio when I was a little kid.
Well, yeah, but then Jim Carrey came along.
No, but yeah, he was popular for like a year and then everybody forgot about him.
Yeah. I wish he could give me his name. Like if he could like baptize me and I could just keep Snow so I don't have to do the whole Snow the product. It could just be Snow.
Oh, so you just wanted to be Snow.
Yeah. I just have comma the product.
Right. So where did the name come from, though? Were you selling a lot of drugs at some point?
Yes, I was fucking carton. No, I'm just joking. It just came from Snow White. Honestly, I didn't have a name. As you heard, my first bar was Claudia Dundada because my name's Claudia. I had no name, and I was like, okay, that's not going to work as a name. So just Snow White came somewhere along.
Has it ever made you want to go back and listen to Snow, that song Informer?
Neither one of us knows the fucking melody, so clearly
Informer. I could probably, like, if that song came on, I could like convincingly sing along to like 30% of it. No, it's not even English, I don't think.
It's in Canadian
Jamaican. No, yeah, it's some Like, I remember being a kid and just being like, what the fuck is he saying?
Why is everybody so surprised that Drake is doing that accent? Like, I mean, if Snow was out
Snow
here.
Snow was the first Drake. That's a good
first
point.
First Drake. Yeah. And so was Craig David. If you think about the look and everything. Wait, was Craig David Canadian? Who was the Canadian one that was that looks like that Drake was a fan of? I'm totally getting off topic.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I forget.
But yeah, Canadian reggae accent is dope.
No, yeah, definitely. Snow was white as fuck. That was a weird thing to me as a kid, too. He's white, but nobody really seemed like they were treating him that way. He had glasses and shit.
Yeah, that's dope. But Canadians be winning, yo. I feel like they're also across the border, but they get treated like, yeah, Justin Bieber, Drake. And then Mexicans are over here like, no, you guys bad hombres. I'm like, what the fuck? We want that cool, you know?
I was thinking about how weird it is that Mexico just exists as this. It's like the outlaw area of America because that's where they're making all these drugs and shit. And then they just bring them into America. And we're happy to be like, okay, y'all can do that down there. You got to sneak it in. We're going to arrest a huge percentage of you as you try to come in. But we need you to do all that dirt because we need all these drugs.
That's with American commerce too, though. They have a bunch of people. They underpay people over there. They have everybody, you know, like barely surviving. And then they bring all the goods. But they're like, nah, but y'all stay over there. And then they also take guns over there. Like Obama literally fucking took hella guns and then was like, oh, we lost track of them. And then they wonder why people got drug dealers and guns in Mexico going crazy.
And then we base our entire election on the whole like argument about like whether we should keep these people out.
Yeah.
Who are doing all our dirt down there.
Yeah. These people. My people.
Your
start
people,
crying,
yeah.
Imagine.
Not no. These people, but you know. The people
know.
Who are down
I
south. Yeah.
Yeah, you good.
I love Mexico, though.
Imagine I was like, these people, Adam, I'm out of here.
That'd be lit.
That'd be crazy, right? We should fucking cut it off. I'm going to do this shit right now.
That's
break
always
everything.
Been my goal is to like do like a social justice warrior type interview where they just freak the fuck out on me partway through.
Oh, my
through.
God. Let's find that bitch that was talking shit about me and let's have her like flip the fuck out. I'm going to
oh
troll
God,
her
she
on an interview.
Probably hates me, whoever the fuck she is.
That would be hilarious. She's in L.A.
Is
I'll
she?
Find her. I'll fucking
yeah. Just tell me her name. I probably know about it. That'd
oh
be cool.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. All
right. Did you ever used to say the N-word?
What?
Did you used to say the N-word? Oh, or do you
I
still?
You said, did you already? I was like,
oh,
what?
Did you already?
Is that part of the fucking interview? Like, you're like, so here's what we're going
to
have
I need you
do.
To say.
Yeah. Nah.
You never did?
Nah.
Not even when you were like 13?
Nah. I think it's definitely whenever I'd be slipping on, like, if you're rapping lyrics or whatever.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not a huge deal.
I feel like if you do that in private, that's probably what you, that's what you can
yeah,
get away
in the mirror.
With. In the
you
mirror.
You feel extra cool.
Right.
No.
If I was, like, quoting a future lyric to my girlfriend at home, alone, at night, I would still look around before I said it.
Yeah. My girlfriend's Puerto Rican, though, and she'd just be going off. Yeah.
She's a little bit more loose than you.
Well, she's from New York, so you can only imagine
oh,
how
God,
much attitude
yeah.
she has and how much cussing.
I remember when I was 19, on. When I was 19, I moved to New York, and every person that I was hanging out with said the N-word, including all the rich white kids. And
yeah.
it just blew my mind.
Yeah. I don't think it's, I mean, I don't know. That's the thing, though, is like both me and you have no fucking place to talk about it. So we're just sitting here like, you know.
You're
and
then Mexican. You can say it. Nobody's going to say shit.
Honestly, I am at a point where I'm just like, I don't really give a fuck. I'm
are you familiar with Shoreline Mafia?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeezy?
Yeah.
He's like the most gangster-ass, young-ass Mexican kid who just like, I feel like everybody backs down when they start getting popular and people are like, you can't say the N-word. He's the only dude I know that was just like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
He doesn't
well,
care at
I
all.
Think at this point, everybody, yeah, like everybody that, like all the younger rappers and everybody's just not giving a fuck, which I think it's a necessary thing for you to have people who just don't give a fuck, for people who back down, for people who don't, you know what I'm saying? It's like all a movement. It's kind of like with Mexicans, like for that kid and like 6ix9ine or for there to be all these different type of Mexican rappers. Like, I think that we needed that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the, like, actually, like in Mexico, like speaking Spanish, like chinga tu madre way type Mexican. And then you have some that don't speak Spanish, like Cap G or Becky G or whatever. And it's like, you need all this shit to rep, so.
You know what you should do?
What?
Sign a Treyway.
It's fucking Trey. He can
then you'd have the ultimate like Hispanic conglomerate, you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Jesus Christ should join too.
Yeah, we all out here. Jesus Christ was Mexican.
Was he?
No,
he's like Egyptian,
he
right?
Well, in our church, he looked Mexican.
Really?
He looked like a Wookiee.
Well, he looked you know? White in my church too, but like, I mean, how many white people do you know from fucking Egypt?
Yeah, not happening.
My cat is from Egypt.
That's tight.
I mean, originally.
Wow.
Because that's where like house cats.
So you're a cat person?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm a dog person.
I fucking hate dogs.
Really?
I mean, most dogs.
I have a baby Cocker Spaniel. He's cute.
See, I'm not really familiar with most of the dog breeds, but yeah, I mean, I've had like roommates or whatever who had dogs that I was cool with and everything. But for the most part, I just don't want dogs. They do too much. They shit places. They jump on you. My cat shits in a box.
But cats are sneaky. Like, your cat probably wants to kill you.
Nah.
Have you asked?
I get home 3 o'clock in the morning. I lay down to watch YouTube for 20 minutes before I go to bed. And my cat just walks on over. He's like old as fuck. And he just plumps. Just sits on me and just purrs so loud. It's disgusting, but it's so cute and funny. I don't like a lot of cats, too.
He doesn't have nails or claws or whatever.
He had his claws removed early on in his life.
So that the paws are like soft. I've always wondered about that with cats. That seems kind of cool. Imagine he just made me a cat person. No, that seems cool because my dog, this scratch I have right here, he bit the shit out of my fucking
face. I was
going
to ask if you and your girlfriend got into it. I didn't want to ask.
No, that's funny, huh? Because my brother said that too because we have gotten into it. So he's like, oh, great. The one time that you have like to do something and you guys didn't get into it, people are going to think you got into it. But no, yeah, we've...
Do you think if it came out like, oh, Snow the product like hit her girlfriend, nobody would care, right? That's weird. Girls have like immunity on that.
No, I think it would matter. Obviously, domestic violence is not good, people. But girls, I don't know. It's weird. We're a particular case. Look, my manager's scared as shit to go out with us, to be honest. She got kicked out of Sam's, the strip club.
For real?
Yeah, because she said they ain't even ask you that.
Why'd she get kicked out of Sam's?
Look, she's about to wild out right now. Because some old creepy man came up to me. Man. So you know what I'm saying? It's always the dude doing some weird shit. And I'm just like, yo, I'm just sitting here drinking or whatever.
Look, there needs to just be like a symbol for lesbians. To just like a headband, like a yellow headband.
A yellow
just
headband.
Lesbian. Yeah.
Yeah,
great. I don't want dick. Any dick. No dick.
Great.
Because because dudes are always like the natural thing is that dudes are like, oh, try to holler at you. You're like, I'm a lesbian. Like, so?
Yeah, that's literally the answer. Like, literally, dudes don't give a fuck. So one time, because we're always like rude, so we're like, don't fucking talk to me, or like, don't talk to her, or whatever. But this one time, I remember we were over here at a hookah place, and I literally told the dude, I was like, okay, I was like, I'm gonna try this a different way. I was like, so you know, if you're ever on a date with your girlfriend, and then he's like, yeah, and I'm like, okay, so we're on that date, so we don't want to talk to you and your homeboys right now because I'm trying to spend time with her. Do you get that part? And he's like, wow. Yeah. And I'm just like, really? You didn't fucking get that from me saying this is my fucking girlfriend, you dickhead?
It's just funny that you had to put it in like 100% self-serving terms. Like, you had to make it so that he could think about what it would be like for
him.
Because
he's a man.
But he couldn't put himself in your shoes on his own. That's the problem with people in general, right?
Yeah. Like, I had to stop and explain it in baby steps and be like, and I'm just like, whatever. I guess I'm doing the work for the LGBT community.
Yeah, but it's slow,
one douchebag at a time.
Oh my god, like there's this gay bar called the Abbey that I've like been to with my girl. You know what I'm talking about?
yeah
and it's super dope. It's like gay bar or whatever, but like I've been in there with like my girl one time and like four porn stars, and it's just such a bizarre dynamic because like we're all leaving together and every fucking dude on earth is hitting on all the girls, and I'm supposed to be like the source of like masculinity to protect all of them, and like I don't want this fucking responsibility, but at the same time, like, so they're all trying to like, I don't know, it's like weird because I'm seeing it from their perspective. It's like the fucking Night of the Living Dead, like just all these drunk bums just walking towards these hot ass porn stars trying to talk to them.
Yeah, and I don't look like a porn star, but it is difficult.
I'm sure you could pass for porn star. There's a whole spectrum of what
this is Googleable. Don't get this sentence Googleable. But
that's probably a popular search result. Like, our popular search is like Snow the product porn.
Wow.
You think?
No, I don't Google myself, so I'm gonna leave that for my manager to fix if any of that.
I just know that like when I Google my name, one of the first suggested ones is like Adam22 girlfriend, and my girlfriend likes to point that out. She's like, look what they want to know.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. That's a bragging right there.
That's dope. I did. I'm not going to lie. Somebody did. I said, oh, I'm going to go do No Jumper with Adam. And then he goes, who was it? Alejandro. I was like, his girlfriend's so hot. Like, that was the first comment. I was like, oh, shit. But yeah. Yeah.
It's weird because sometimes she'll be on cam making money at night, like, you know, showing her boobs to all these dudes or whatever. And then I'll be on stream playing video games. And
that's
my whole
goals.
Chat is like, go fuck your girlfriend. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Aw.
And I'm like, that is a good point.
Yeah, and then you're like, bye.
No, I'm like, let me continue to play video games for 3 hours, and then I'm going to come home, and like, you're already going to be asleep.
Aw.
I'll wake you up like, can we have intercourse?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we've covered most of the stuff I wrote down. Oh, yeah, your kid plays Fortnite. That's probably the one thing I didn't mention.
Yeah, right? I know nothing about Forkknife. It's just there. And he gets skins, and he said he got hacked, and they bought things for him. And I was like, really?
That's what I would tell my mom, too.
He said, I got hacked, and I got this skin. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, if I would have done it myself, I would have got a better one. But I got this one, so now I'm going to play with that. I was like, okay.
Your kid sounds like a masterful liar.
Dude, he is growing. He's at a weird place where, like, literally he's just growing too quick. And he's like a mini teenager. Mm-hmm. He's like short.
How old is he?
He's like, he's 8. But he's like, yeah, he's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's crazy. I always kept him out of the public eye because I didn't want, you know what I'm saying, that. But the more he grows, the more he's just like, why am I not here? And I want to dance on stage, and I want to do this, and I want to be a YouTuber. And I'm like, no, stay away from all of that.
He's going to be watching Jake Paul vlogs in like a couple of years.
Oh, my God. Don't even. I don't
he probably already is like, he's, if you're he playing Fortnite.
He says some comments. Yeah, he says some things, and I'm just like, fuck. What am I doing?
You got to make sure. If he's really on YouTube like that, you got to make sure he doesn't get radicalized, because he's going to turn into a Trump supporter for sure.
Oh, my gosh. No. Hopefully not. I mean, he comes from a Trump supporter, so I'm like, shit.
Oh, yeah, he's got it in the bloodstream.
No, he's smart. My baby's definitely got my sense.
I'm going to slip him a MAGA hat.
Hell no. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? There's just a picture.
Oh, my God. Your career's over.
Yeah.
If they're like Snow the Product dressing
him.
Her son.
I'm Mexican. I'm allowed to spank my kid. I'm going to spank him if he does that. Other than that, timeout is cool. But
I had Rico Reckless on here, and he was drinking lean and smoking blunts in front of his 8-year-old. And I'm not going to lie, because I grew up in like a pretty conservative white upbringing in comparison to Rico Reckless. And I mean, by the end of it, though, I was like, shit, I guess he does this all the time. So who fucking cares? But I thought that was pretty crazy.
It is crazy. You do have to let kids know, though. Like I never wanted to lie to like my kid, so he knows I'm a rapper. His friends, it's weird, though, because like I don't like his friends knowing more about, you know, like my life and everything. So I'd be telling him, like, don't be Googling me and don't do all that. But it is one of those things that you have to teach these kids. They're going to learn from school or from their friends or whatever. So you tell them, like, you know, I do this. I'm drinking Hennessy on stage. You're not drinking Hennessy. Like,
right.
That is what it is.
I feel like weed smells so good that if you were to smoke it around a kid, like, he's definitely going to want to smoke it with you. Like you're not going to be able to stop him.
I don't know. Hopefully I can. I mean, I'm definitely going to stop him as long as he's under my roof. But
he's going to want to, you know?
Yeah. His dad plays a lot of video games and smokes weed. So
like, you can drink Hennessy in front of your kid, and it's like, it's not like he can taste the Hennessy, but you smoke a blunt around your kid, he can smell how good it smells.
I mean, I don't think weed smells that good to a kid.
I don't know. I was a little kid. Like, before I knew what weed was, like, I had heard about it in songs and stuff. And then I went with my parents to D.C. and I smelled somebody smoking it. And I knew immediately, like, oh, that's that shit.
But your parents didn't do any of that, right?
No.
So, like, my son's been around certain stuff that, like, to him, it's so normal. So there's not that, like, interesting, like, ooh, like, he's just kind of like, oh, these fucking people. Or, like, he sees, you know, like, the rappers that I hang out with or whatever, and he's just like, they're dumb.
I have a friend who's, I think, like, 20, and he grew up, his dad owned a strip club, and his mom was a stripper. So he was around strip clubs and shit since he was, like, 2. And I was like,
wow. How fucked up is he?
I think that he actually seems great, and he actually seems like really good at talking to women and stuff. He's like pretty respectful and stuff. He seems like good at like persuading much older women to be into him and stuff. So I feel like he soaked up a lot of game through that experience. But at the same time, like from my parents' perspective, like, I mean, I was like 19 going in a strip club all wide-eyed, like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me that he grew up with that experience already under his belt.
That's crazy. That's like, what's his name? Fuck.
Donald
fuck,
Trump.
I forgot. No. What's up with you and the Donald Trump thing?
Because that's like, that's the number one thing that people are going to like. If we talk about Donald Trump, then everybody, and 6ix9ine, then people are going to have to share it.
Wow. So just Donald Trump and 6ix9ine conversations. Great.
I mean, there's not that many things that are like that consistently viral.
Yeah.
You know what it's like? It's like the Tupac thing. If you were to say right now, you're like, nah, I don't really fuck with Tupac. Boom. This is on TMZ. Snow the Product says Tupac sucks.
Oh, damn.
He's been dead for 20 years. It'll still work.
Damn. I mean, you brought back the snow thing. That's from 20 years, so maybe. Yeah.
Informer.
I was a Biggie fan. I was a Biggie fan more than a Tupac fan, though.
Really?
But, yeah.
I'm from the East Coast, but I was more of a Tupac fan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. I don't know. I'm a Raider fan.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really follow sports. I'm a LeBron fan.
Oh,
I just like him. That's the only basketball player I care about as of right now. Yeah.
No, I don't watch basketball.
It was just because I went to the Drake concert at the Staples Center, and LeBron came out, and he was like singing along with Drake, and he was screaming in Drake's face, like, you know, I just popped a zit 13 hours to all in. And I just thought that was the coolest thing I've ever seen an NBA player do.
Half a Xan, and passed out for 13 hours.
How many half Xans are you on right now?
None.
Okay, that's good. Just want to check.
No, I told you, I listen to R&B. Drake is my Xan. I listen to Drake whenever I'm pissed off. Whenever I'm angry, I'm just like listening to like old Drake and like Redemption, and I'm mad, and then she somehow gets kicked out of my house. No, I'm just joking.
I bet you guys fight like that.
Yeah.
You're kicking each other out.
No, we're way better. Like, we're really good now. It's pretty cool.
It's because of the Xans. The Xans.
No. It's literally just because we good.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, you're getting a little older. You're more able to, like, I feel like, you know, your 18-year-old relationships are always going to be fucking insane. And your, like, 30-year-old relationships are, like, that's when it starts to smooth out a little bit. Not that you're 30, but, you know, I'm in there.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was just recently that it was crazy. It's just more like once you're in a relationship with someone for a while and you know them now and you're like, all right, cool.
But you haven't been together that long, right?
Yeah, no. Like a year and some change.
Oh, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
So do you have, like, in terms of the next stuff you put out, do you have a game plan? What's that looking like?
No, that's scary as fuck. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I did make a lot of songs and I make a lot of videos, and I'm dropping I'm redropping this mixtape that I did put on YouTube. I'm just dropping it on iTunes just for the fuck of it, like to be like, all right, all the fans that have been getting all this shit, like, just go support it, you know? But that is immediately, like, happening. And then after that, I'll just start working on, you know, a solo project. And then that's it.
Nice.
Music videos, doing all that. Should be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Snow the Product out here doing her damn thing.
Hey.
I'm still looking at the only thing I didn't have
I know,
the balls.
I'm like, you look like you.
Well, the only thing I didn't have the balls to ask you is it just says Lil Xan Hot Cheetos. Because you're allergic to Cheetos.
I'm not allergic to Cheetos. I don't like them.
Oh, they give you like really indigestion
spicy.
Or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're really spicy. I don't know.
Well, Lil Xan almost died from them.
He did?
Well, he went to the hospital allegedly. I don't know. He's probably lying. He probably just overdosed or something.
Off Cheetos.
I don't know. It just sounds like a lot more logical that you go to the hospital for drugs than Cheetos. But I mean, he said Cheetos and everybody just believed it. So I don't know.
I don't think you can you? Like, from Hot Cheetos? I don't know. But he likes Hot Cheetos.
I mean,
I know nothing about, like, Hot Cheetos because I don't like them at all.
In the wake of him saying that, I did see a couple articles that basically were like, oh, we talked to a nutritionist or a doctor or whatever, and we figured out that, like, actually, if you eat Cheetos, this happens to your body, and this, like, you know, some percentage of people do get fucked up from Hot Cheetos or hot foods in general, I guess.
Yeah, but if he's, like, likes them, then why would that all of a sudden happen?
Right.
I don't know. I'm not trying to, like, seed no doubt or anything like that, but
yeah,
it is what it is. But you watched that interview with Bule Kev, and you liked me talking shit?
I liked you calling him out. Yeah, that was fun.
Good. People tell me all the time, like, you know, don't be talking that shit. And I'm like, no, like, I'm going to call this motherfucker. I don't care that it was 10 years ago or whenever. It wasn't, but it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Kev is he's reckless.
Yeah.
I like him, though.
But it was funny, though, because he was like, he was like, no, Snow, I knew you were going to say that. And I'm like, I really was. I was waiting.
I mean,
I seen him in the hallway, and he kind of, like, eyed me, and I was like, I already know.
Deleting an interview or whatever is, like, the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
I did a little peep interview, and then we lost the audio, and then he died a year later.
Fuck.
That hurt.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. It sucks.
My boy Greedo just went to jail for 20 years, and there was this freestyle that we filmed of him in the back that was, like, super epic, and the fucking intern deleted it.
Hell no.
Yeah. He's not the intern anymore.
Rightfully fucking so.
Yeah, shit happens. Yeah. All right. So, yo, it was super dope meeting you.
Thank you. Yeah, it was super dope to meet you too.
Yeah. When I watched, before I watched that interview, I wasn't, like, sure how this was going to go because I'm always, like, nervous that people are going to suck at as conversationalists. But then I watched that and I'm like, oh no, she's cool. We'll get along.
Thank you. Well, dope. Looking forward to doing more shit. And yeah, check me out. If you don't like me or if you were hating this whole time, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But if you do, check me out.
You come through and we'll do like a Cheeto eating competition, you and Lil Xan.
All right. I'm with that. I'll cry. Oh, fuck.
Shakes my hand, not planning on doing it at all.
I'll do it. Fuck it.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm